Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Gittin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afan Reziva Gagon, Bekarav Mamish. Now in the previous Mishnah, we had said that if a man marries a woman based off of the fact that she had received a get kereach from her previous husband, that's not valid and she has to leave both husbands and v'chal drachama eluba. The question is, what exactly is a get kereach? So for this, we have to go back a few steps. Number one, as we already know, we learned this yesterday, and we've mentioned it a few times before as well, a kohen is not allowed to marry grusha, a divorced woman. And that means that if he divorces his own wife, he's allowed to remarry her because she's a grusha. Now, this could potentially lead to a problem because it was known that kohanim were very feisty, and Chazal were afraid that a kohen would get upset at his wife, run to the cipher, have him write a get for her, hand it to her in his anger, and then it's too late, he can't remarry her. And because of this, they devised something called a get makusher, which literally means a tied get. What is this? When the kohen showed up to the cipher to write a get, the cipher would just write a few lines, then he would fold over that section, sew it together, and then have an aide come and sign on that folded over section, then write a few more lines, and then fold it over again, and then have another aide come and sign, and then do this a third time, fold it over, sew it, and have another aide sign. And only after he did this three times was he able to continue writing the get like regular. And since this takes a lot of time, because they had to find a different aide to sign on every folded over part of the get, and of course folding it over and sewing it itself takes time, the hope was that the kohen husband would calm down by then, and he would decide not to divorce his wife. Now, get kereach is when we have a get makusher that one of these folds don't have an aid signed on it. And that's what we're talking about, that a get kereach is puzzle. So the Mishnah tells us, get kereach, hakol mashlim in olav, divrei bananas. Bananas says that if we have a get kereach, we have one of these folds on a get makusher that doesn't have an aid signed on it, not a problem. Anyone could be mashlim it. Anyone can fill that in. That's even somebody who's puzzle aid us completely, such as a non-Jewish eved or a gazlan. However, Bekiva argues and says that no, ein mashlim in olav el akroivim, horuyin lahoid makam acher, the only one that's allowed to be mashlim, fill in this missing signature, is a relative of the husband or wife. Even though that relative is not allowed to give eidos like regular for the husband or wife, they're still kosher to give eidos in a different place, so in essence they're still considered a kosher aid. And that's why when we're dealing with a get makusher, their line of sign is one of these signatures. But according to Bekiva, a gazlan or an eved who are completely pasul eidos are not allowed to be one of these signatories. And lastly, we clarify, as we just mentioned, ve'ezu get kereach, what exactly is a get kereach? Kol shekshar merubin me'edov, that's if it has more folded over and tied sections than eidim. Let's say it has three folded over sections, but only two eidim, those get kereach, and it's pasul. And on the parak test, Mishnah Aleph, Hamagarshas Eshtoi, a man divorces his wife, va'amarla, and he told her when he handed the get over to her, Hare amutar sechal adam, ela leplaini, you're allowed to marry anyone whom you want besides for that guy, no marrying him. Rebbe Lezer allows her to get remarried to whomever she wants besides for that guy. Whereas v'acham aser necham aser, that's because the chamim hold that this is lacking in the creases of the get. Get has to be kairos, it has to completely sever the relationship between the husband and wife, and this is not considered a full severance of the relationship if she's limited from marrying anyone whom she wants, and therefore it's not a valid get. The Mishnah says, Kate said Yaseh, so what's he supposed to do in this situation? He takes it from her and then gives it back to her, and tells her very clearly, you are permitted to marry whomever you want. Now here's a problem. If he had written this inside the get, he wrote in words, you're allowed to marry whomever you want besides for that guy, even if he now erased that line, puzzle, it's a puzzle get, because originally when it was written, it was puzzle, so it's still puzzle, and therefore we'd have to write her a brand new get. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more scenarios, Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.